In this video, we are looking at practical ways a legacy church building can become a community ministry center. A building becomes missional when trained people use it to serve real needs. That is why a legacy church should connect its building plan to leadership training. The space matters, but trained leaders matter more. A church might begin with wedding ministry. Many communities still need beautiful, affordable Christian spaces for weddings. A trained wedding officiant can serve couples with dignity, scripture, prayer, ceremony planning, and marriage encouragement. A church might strengthen funeral ministry. Funerals often bring people back into contact with the church at a tender moment. A trained funeral officiant or chaplain can offer scripture, prayer, comfort, and follow-up care. A church might host life coaching or ministry coaching conversations. These ministries can help people take next steps in faith, relationships, calling, habits, and service, while staying clear about boundaries and referral needs. A church might develop chaplaincy parish ministry. Trained chaplains or visitation ministers can use the church as a sending base for care in hospitals, nursing homes, homes, workplaces, community settings, and grief situations. A church might host prayer gatherings. Prayer can recenter the church around dependence on God instead of survival anxiety. A church might plant micro churches or host small discipleship gatherings. Homes, fellowship halls, classrooms, and community rooms can become places where people gather around scripture, prayer, meals, and mission. Christian Leaders Institute can train leaders for these kinds of roles. Christian Leaders Alliance can provide appropriate credentialing, commissioning, or ordination pathways where training, local endorsement, and ministry readiness are present. The common mistake is thinking the building itself will revitalize the church. It will not. A building without trained, prayerful, accountable leaders can remain empty. But a building filled with trained servants, clear ministry roles, wise boundaries, and gospel purpose can become a powerful community ministry center. A legacy church becomes renewed when it stops asking only who will come to our service and starts asking who are we trained and sent to serve.